close to meetings that what we thought, maybe we've got spirit, maybe we've got soul, maybe we've got identity, who is going to take care of that? Under the system, nobody. Who's going to keep our people, our new best people, alive? It used to be that in the old days they had the party, where the older men would try to educate the younger ones, try to tell them how to survive, what to do. But we don't have anything like that. And so that's what's been happening. We've been spending our time trying to make the business work. And all of a sudden we figured out that we don't want to be fighting politics. And decided that if we are leaders, we have more responsibility than the business part. If we wait for the government to give us the responsibility for that, it's never going to happen. We just have to assume it. But we can't do that. The only thing we're good at is politics and business. Somebody let us go. Even King Battle got more sense than some of the people, because we had something that tells them where to go in the fall. But what do our young people want? So, in the last couple of years, you know, just like a lot of our leaders, I was trying to figure out, well, we were working real hard, but things are worse. We worked in politics, paid the federal to get the land settlement. We need to prove, can we get electricity and housing and water and sewer and schools. And but we started looking again. It's getting worse. Our children don't know how to do math anymore. We're getting dependent. The government is doing what they need. When before, we didn't need them. Now we're facing new business. We have to do that again. Our way. And so, well, we've been coming for 10 years, we've been coming and having meetings and talking about, we show you all kinds of numbers, and we talk to you all about this. Well, in the meantime, you already heard, we have more school lines, more drug time, more alcohol time. The ones that do finish school, the lower middle school, gives you the bar. They don't shoot them, they don't come back. Because you have to do it as well. So we thought, well, how are we going to, if you see it, then how are we going to take care of it? What are we going to do? Because everything that's happened so far is not good. Not good. So we went to meetings, and some people thought we went to go to some house or something. But that's not what we went to. We went there to try to think about what to do. And we took our board. And it had been 15 years since we had, Johnny and Eve, we had sat down in this kitchen in 1956, and we thought, we're going to lose our land if we don't do something. And so we said, what do we do? Well, we had to go find at least a dozen people who would help fight to take that land. But when we look at it now, what we really look back to is we're trying to keep any of that people alive. One last chance. We only looked at the land. I guess because we always knew that our people were tied to the land. Were part of the land. Next thing I do, we are separated from the land. They got no home. They moved to Mexico. They don't feel the land like we want. And so, anyway, that was enough for us. We fought for it. We fought for the land. We fought for it. But our people have just need that spirit and language and identity, which we were really up. So we thought about it. We tried to figure it out. Even if we did real good in politics and business, even if we made you all millionaires, what good does that do? If these things don't stay alive. But nobody has told us that we can keep that alive and still be able to. There's no reason why you cannot keep it on and still be able to. But if you are educated without fees, then what are you? One of the problems is that if this is the best spirit, we call it the best knowledge, identity, or any best profession, that is the least you can have. If you can't speak the best, if you don't know nothing about how to do that, if you don't know what any best word, like pulling up dollars or something, if you don't know anything like that, if you just have that, there's some hope. Because then all that education won't get confused. But if our leaders, 10 or 20 years from now, if you don't have that, we'll make the wrong decision. And everything we fought for, including our land, your money, because in a lofty world, only this path. You want so much for your shares, and if that's all it means, it doesn't mean all this. And we're going to sell and we're going to have them. But the truth is, though, that we can still live without, it would be tough, but we can make it without the land. We can make it without the land. But you have to want it. You have to believe it. Otherwise, it's going to be done. So we came up with this idea that when our kids are educated, they forget about this. But we want this to be the center of everything that we do. And I'll tell you what this way, ladies, because it's easier to you got to work on about four different levels at the same time. And if we don't do it, we're not going to work. work, and I, by that I mean all the knowledge. I mean, our people didn't live for 10, 20, or 30,000 years because they were dumb. They were smart. Concentrating on the political part and the business part the last several years. We'll talk about this and this. And we've been doing it pretty, frankly, the same as possible, because that's what the new is supposed to do. And with that, we have done. And with the politics, we've been doing okay. I mean, that's what we do in politics. Fight for money. That's what we go to judo for. Everybody wants it. So we go get our share first. We figured you wanted to have things, right? Maybe easy. But I think it's made things worse. Because the kids got nothing to do with it. They don't have any work to do. Right? I mean, so they're not learning how to help the money. So we've been doing only politics and education, but every individual, not only each individual, but we have to work at knowledge of any past. And our geography, our history, our language, our art, all the things that the school system has tried to beat out of our children, our people. There's nothing wrong with it, but and this economics for business individually around here is nothing more than trying to keep alive. Right? Doing that. Sometimes in fishing, crypto, in math, whatever it takes to live, that's what you do. But in the long me world, that's have to use your brain, right, in a different way. So, this is it here. We have to educate ourselves not just in the law, but what we need out here. Otherwise, people don't know who they are. They get confused, they don't know who they are anymore. So, and this is what confuses people. Some of the educators are fighting. This very simple idea that we want to keep this alive because that's who we are. They don't know that, they don't seem to believe that you could study any doctor, know everything about your own country and your own people, and still learn how to be a doctor or a lawyer or a banker. And still know how to be a doctor and speak French, Russian, and German. Our people can do that. But you have to learn that. Problem John mentioned on the job, that's as important, maybe even more important, because we control a large number of jobs, but unless our people educate themselves, we're going to have to hire some of them because they're technical. Construction people, managers, accountants, teachers. You name it, we need it. But we have to study. So, don't let anybody tell you that we're playing this down. With the law of the education, it's important that you can't afford to get confused now. And so, what we do to solve the problem. we've got to start not, you know, we can't expect somebody to do it this time. We have to work it out. I mean, and everybody has to get involved. You have to start with you, right? You have to start believing in what these things that kept our people going for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Ili kutsi uko galo nafsu. Nina. What we want to do before we leave is come now. You have to come up with your own program as to how you're going to keep these going. How you're going to take this thing. You have to go both ways. We're not trying to turn the clock back. That's the only way, we're going to keep our people together. Right. So one common thing. Right? And you build on that. That way you won't get confused if you're working for NANA or in business. You know, if you're in politics, local politics, or region politics. And our people go down to, you know, to Washington, they're not representing themselves, they're representing you. And how would they know that? Unless they have that. And education, well, we heard the numbers. Right now, we're almost a complete failure. And yet we have got more money over the years to educate our people. They're probably doing better 25 years ago. They have one room school. With all the technology and all the new things that all the new buildings, they're not working. Because our children, they're not going to school. We don't know what the heck they're doing even those books. I don't mean that. They will be home with their friends and their family. So we've got to get these statistics. When they're in school, they're not there for themselves. They're there for us. We're going to have to talk about one thing about our operation. And most of our needs, they will get booked because of the tickets for food. Economic freedom. Because they can take that piece of paper and they got a bachelor's degree and say, I'm worth so much a year. $25,000. $35,000 of a master's. $35,000 of a PhD. But that's not enough, Mark. We're not greedy enough. So, the driving force has to be that when you're in school, you're not doing it for you, you're doing it for us, because that's how our students survive. Together. Everybody's got their job. Everybody has to share. Even when I was a kid, you know, I'm inviting to chop wood. It affected everybody, right? I'm inviting to go feed the dog. Everybody got mad at me, right? I mean, and it's the same thing today. I mean, if he doesn't do his job, then we've all suffered. If I don't do my job, he suffers. If somebody working on a building doesn't do his job, he suffers. He goes to the test. Now, we, you know, if we make the opportunity, then our people have the obligation try to do the best they can, no matter what that is. And the only reason that they're going to do it is because of that. Right? Work for the money. Right? That's why they work. That's why they have to work for it. Find it in Washington, you can do it. It's not in Washington. But, no, actually, she was a big help down there. You know, she has kind of thing that is very difficult for our people to do. Go away from home, change the environment, and still do a good job. Everybody in Washington knows that that's how to do it. How to do it. Well, we probably need to come to that. Anyway, that's why we're here. Because all these years we've only been working on parts of it. And parts of it is fine. I mean, we would feel better working than that. If we know that you people are working on what? So that when we get educated, we will know that we can help. But no matter where they are, they won't give us who we are. So what we're going to try to do is have you figure out how they can do what you can do. The language, the land, because that's what makes a human being. And figure out how to make this work, whether it's not. It doesn't have to be right here. A lot of people think we have to do it the way it's part of consider how to live. But for the ones that are in school, the people who are in school today, you know, their job is to teach our kids to be the best. Whether it's in mathematics, whether it's business, whether it's history. I mean, we're not saying that that's unimportant. And I think that all of this has to understand that. So if they're going to be teaching our kids, it's got to be the best that they can give people. We can't educate our children without this part of our work. You know, we can't return to the old days, you know, picking up our children off or standing them in the corner because they're in the corner. That's not wonderful. And it's going to be a little controversial because we have never had a good education program in our whole history. Mm-hmm. Why is that? The great white father. So, this is what you're going to do. This is where you're going to send your kids to school. This is the language you're going to speak. And this is how we're going to let you live. That's what you're going to do. So, we're just trying to change that little nickname for people. But a lot of this is up to you, how you do it. How are you going to do it? Well, they don't do it. The only thing that we need to do is to talk. We can do this. Everybody watching this space, and what we can do this. Because it's always been a one-way street. You don't want to do all the way. But that kind of work, maybe this way, but we have a chance. And at least the people come out of school knowing who it is. Maybe you didn't know how to do that already. Anyway, that's the thing. And we're going to do this every village. But we think that something that will build our people up that we find, so much of it we find, that when we go to some good evening. They said, who are you? He'll say, well, I'm Uwe Bell. And they'll know how they talk. They'll know who their great grandparents are. They'll know their land. They'll know how to live on it. They'll also know how to wear a PC suit. Be a professor. Well, and it can't be done, but a lot of people have to do it. Because we relied on the system and the country.
Ito kanabot ng name kasi makaming sa pirat sa man na. With that, nalang niran refusing. Hindi niran refusing. Kanugokte, kanugokte, natukte ni sila. Nakasin. Ubatap ko sa pikalak ni Aglan. Sibugli niya ako ni. Saan na sibugli rupo. Sibugli rupo ko lakin. Kahit si maglugok siyo. Sipak silawak si ni. Sipak silawak si ni. Sipak silawak si ni. Ubali. Kasi marangit sakta. Ukarak siyo. Ubat si Buleta tenya inyo nero set kanusit pag mapagli tingong ni sarayak si Sigo hindi churik sa sarayak si Sigo ni sa atin nun si Timbati nun sa hanggatuli akatun sa uli utok kanano uba upirun katit si Kuta sumit ukotit harayak si Sa sumit nusabot unit pinayak si Sigo ignaw sinit. Damat ko na nga sinyo ba ito ang lakto sa rinok. Ako tigit sila ang fluid, samyak sinyera sa fluid. Iyak sa sama na luwag ilangit. Ilik siya rin ang paanlaw sa nilay kasi at lakongli iniwak si Toblita. Uba, sigulit lugo. Ako tigit ang inipot. Tama ini perasa sampai semu. Kapit ke inna hidup lemu. Amli cenwe kapte. Amli ke onak hidup tama ini perasa tama ini perasa nyata hidup mati ini perasa untuk hidup tama each generation kami hidup Asih tema, agaknya tak siapa, agaknya agak sedikitnya mau mengajukan dalam meraikan ini nyerak siapa, tapi anda tinggal tak siapa, tidak pun yang tidak tak lalu, kita cari lagi untuk alat tenis, kita ambil kami tinggal itu ini peralnya ini begitu. Let's jam meet you. Start meeting. I'll see you back. Can make the meet you. If you want to start, but ma, unanini, and you pay down to everything. If matter, and you pay down at the drawing. It is all the meet you with. I'm loving me, and you're talking there after that, I will. I'll see you. Saya juga lawan dulu agak demi tiketnya tinggal ni nak demi umane susah dulu pingin cumi cum ini jepang dulu penyelidik ya. Sebab ini jepang dulu pingin cumi cum ini beram yang kuming ini beras yang kucam ini nukar lagi ya. Asli world mana payat ini payat agak tinggal. Buat masyarakat tetangga masih pun jadi ini percaya kepada masyarakat dengan teman mereka tapi ini perlu ini perlu kita ini perlu kita ini perlu ini perlu kita ini perlu kita ini perlu Sampai yang kecil, macam ni tak nak kumit ni tu, ini perasa. Tiga minit yang sampai kalau tu, boleh macam ni tu je. Tiga minit setor, ini pun punya seorang ini aku, tema anggur kami, itu pun tak nak acok tu. Apa yang Anu nak kena, anu wajib, lagu ka, admin laptop, anu mesti, anu nelayan, atau tuhur nak beri, supaya kami cakap, lagu tu ni, ini mesti cina kami, kalau kak baca, senyap kak baca, tuk kak baca, anu wajen kain dulu. Nada kah, jadi top tip tip jadi. Tak nol kalau kalau kita, pertama, abah mau rajin. Umat pun, abah pun, tu yang tak kami ikut. Pertama, kita soalan. Tapi malam kami untuk kenal sila tuh, jalur saya ke pinjuk mana, nak jalur saya ke pinjuk mana kita boleh. Kita itu berikutnya nampak kami ini. There was great respect for other people's property, and when they borrowed it, they took better care of it even than their own. And we need to remember that. What belongs to somebody else belongs to somebody else. They worked for it, and they bought it, and they own it. If you want to use it, you should ask for it, and then take real good care of it and return it. That's respect for other people's property. And respect for others. That shows your respect for other people. And cooperation. In the olden times, people didn't do a thing by themselves. They lived in small communities. Several families here and several families there. Wherever the hunting was good or the fishing was good, they planned their hunting together. The women did their fishing together, and then they divided whatever they had. They cooperated one with another. It was good, and whenever you're cooperating together, even though a job is hard, it makes it easier. It's not as heavy, it's not as worrisome when you cooperate together. And respect for elders. In previous generations, the elders were the teachers. They taught the younger generation because of their long life and their experience in life. They have much wisdom and experience. And they were the teachers. The women taught the girls, the men taught the boys. And then we changed to a different education system, where we imported our teachers from somewhere else. And all of a sudden, what were the old people for? And we started treating them like that. He's just an old man. He's just an old man. And stuff to think that way. But you know they know a lot. They know a lot about life that we need to know. They know our history. They know the philosophy. They know everything about being in the past. And I think now that we're having our elders' conferences and we're learning so much from them, it's turning around. We're having more respect for them, and we need to do that. The 7th and 8th graders in Guyana said they're going to start respecting their elders more by chopping wood for them, by getting water for them, by doing dishes for them, for free. So young people are always saying, give me dollars. Give me two bits, you know? We need to start helping our elders for free, showing our respect. That's how the previous generation grew. And they love children, all children, anybody's children. They know that. I think sometimes our young people don't really understand. You know, the Inupiaq people don't say very often, I love you. It's embarrassing to us. We hardly hear anybody say that to us. And so our kids think, I think they think we don't love you. But you know, when they say, you don't know how much love there is in that kind of word. That kind of name that they call you. They hardly even call you by your own name. They have no name. That's their way of expressing their love for you, to let you know that you belong to them. And whenever they saw kids anywhere else that needed correction or scolding, they did it right on the spot. They didn't just walk by. They corrected them. And I think all of us need to do that, no matter who's kid it is. Keep them the same way so they can grow up to be good and hard work. And don't save life or cars because they're not like us. They didn't have a switch. You turn on the switch now and the light comes on. You turn the spigot on and the water flows. You turn the little knob over there and the house gets warmer. Everything is so easy. You know, we don't have to work hard anymore. But there's different kinds of work. For instance, when you're studying, that's hard work. And if you say, I need that part, I don't want to do it, and give up, who you would? That's what's up. And if you have some kind of project and you say, I don't want to do it anymore, and leave it, who you would? That's not what you're facing. So walk away. That's the way it is over here where they talk about Nana's have to go up trying to make a lot of jobs for native people, but they can't hang in there. You know, they give up one thing or another. And we can't blame them sometimes for coming to but I think if you make arrangements to be off for a while and then come back, there could be those kind of arrangements made instead of walking away. We need to learn to work within that system too. But everybody works. There was no handout. And I think the older generation started teaching their kids. From little kids how to work, they let them keep a ruler. And I think right now when your parents say, go wash dishes, again, you know, never ending job. Here they're trying to teach you how to keep clean and be useful too. And knowledge of family tree. Everybody knew who they were related to. They knew their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, their cousins, their uncles, everybody. And you know, when you know who you're related to, it's easier to do these. When I know somebody's related to me, it's easier for me to be friendly with them, to invite them. Really important. And not long ago when the women had a convention, the older women talked about this and how important it was. From this standpoint, they said when young people, when they travel to different villages with their young people, they always tell them you're related to this family, you're related to that family. Because sometimes when they don't tell them, the young people fall in love with their cousins. And creating problems within the family. And so it's important for us parents to teach our kids who they're related to. And the other thing is they avoided conflict. They didn't walk away from problems, but they didn't make trouble for other people either. If there was any problem, they went to those people and they talked about it. They got it out in the open and try to solve those problems. You need to do that. I think some of us keep our hurts and worries so much inside, and in our mind they get so big, pretty soon we don't talk to each other either. But it would have been so easy just to get together and talk about the problem and straighten it out and go from there again. We need to learn that. And respect for nature. that's a real big subject. and it has to do with your environment as well. Our grandparents taught us how to keep our land clean. We didn't throw garbage all over the place. We didn't throw cans and other things. We burnt our garbage that could be burnt in one place. We because they said if you dirty your land, the animals will come there anymore. You'll have to hunt from farther and farther away because animals don't like dirty, smelly people. And they didn't waste animals either. They just got just what they need and they just waste it. We talked about somebody hunting and just shooting a bunch of caribou. Oh, this is too skinny, and this is a bull, and so forth. They learn, they learn. And I think our older generation really needs to teach our young people, and our young people need to be receptive. We need to listen. Ask questions. It's a two-way thing. Sometimes old people want to teach, but young people don't want to listen. And sometimes young kids want to know, and old people are too busy. We need to get together somehow and make time for these things so that our kids will learn to respect nature. And spirituality. In every living thing, our forefathers believed they had a spirit. In fact, they always talk about animals like they were people. They said those animals know. On the water group of Tori Yusimara, in the book, it's called the Meaning of Sarasu. It's never called the Yavarasu. And same way with people. And that's why when the missionaries came and start talking about the gospel, they could really believe because they were told by their own prophets and seers in olden time, like when he was in the talk about how life was going to change. And that's how come they accepted the white people, the